Warmer weather will occur across the Midwest today and tomorrow in the eastern portions of the region. That'll be a welcome relief after recent cool conditions. The temperatures this morning are already well ahead of themselves here, with temperatures in the 30s across a big part of the central and southern parts of the Midwest, with some lower 40s also being reported in a few spots. The warm-up today will be rather impressive. It'll be welcome. We'll see a lot of 40-degree readings and some lower 50s occurring in the southern portions of the region, and that will be certainly helpful in melting some of the snow that accumulated here recently, and also to help thaw out a lot of us who have been impacted by the cold weather here recently. Well, the cold is not going to be gone for very long. We're still expecting a new surge of it to move itself southward out of Canada and right into the heart of the Midwest as we move through the weekend and into early next week. This next round of cold looks to be a little bit more potent for some of the northern parts of the region. We'll look for temperatures in the upper portions of the Midwest to fall into some negative 20 degree readings on Sunday and Monday mornings. We'll see negative teens down into northern Iowa and parts of Wisconsin, with negative single digit readings possible into northeastern Kansas, northern Missouri, portions of central Illinois, and central sections of Indiana. We'll expect to see the coldest air in the eastern Midwest occur Monday and Tuesday mornings, and then all of the cold will gradually moderate as we get into midweek next week and relief will finally come to most locations. We'll expect to see a little bit of light snowfall coming into the region as we get in front of the coldest air, but before that occurs, tonight and tomorrow we'll see a little bit of light rainfall occurring across parts of the region. Most of the precipitation isn't expected to be all that impressive, but we will see a little bit of shower activity evolving from parts of Missouri into Michigan, and we're going to work its way eastward as we go through the day tomorrow. A little snow will be possible on the back side of the precipitation event as the colder air catches up to the precipitation. Now, portions of the northern plains and the upper Midwest may see some snowfall occur throughout the day today and tomorrow morning as well, as those areas will already be in a colder air mass. Now, we'll look for the snow that comes with the coldest air to be very light as we get into the day on Saturday and Sunday. But we'll look for a dusting to an inch of snow to accumulate across parts of the region from Nebraska into Ohio. And it might be a couple spots to do a little bit better than that. I'm a little bit concerned that there may be some pockets that are snow-free from portions of Nebraska and northern Missouri, northeastern Kansas into the heart of the Midwest, mainly because the snow is going to be fairly fine and it's going to be accompanied by some wind that will blow it around a little bit. So there could be some wheat that's exposed to the bitter cold, and we'll need to watch that. I do not expect to see any kind of widespread damage event take place. Most of this crop will escape any kind of injury from it. I do think there'll be enough snow for many areas to protect it, and we'll expect to see the temperatures only cold enough for a long enough period of time to just come close to the damage threshold and not necessarily go through it. Down to the southeast of us, we will see a threat of cold air in parts of the Gulf Coast states and including Florida citrus country. Some of those areas will get down close to freezing as well, but we don't expect the temperatures low enough there either to cause a serious impact on the citrus crop. Some fruits and vegetables may be negatively impacted, however. And of course, in Brazil, we're still looking at a lot of heavy rain in the north. While it's dry in the south, this will occur for at least the next week, and then we'll look for some rain in the south and some drier weather to occur in the north for a brief period of time. Argentina will see the most significant dry down, with temperatures hot in the north and west central areas and very little rain until about the 22nd, actually the 21st of the month, and then we'll see some rain and some cooler weather come. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.